Hey kids, whoa. It's time for Uncle Mikey's Counting Show.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. It's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. My pain away. No, none of these will take my pain away.
got a phone call. Oh, Canaveral needs me. Could be a suicide danger ride, but I'm headed out there. And maybe we could say my mind. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Crows in the graveyard in the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om mani padme hum. Hi. hillside city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Cause I'm sent to a life without you. me. I've reached that dead street. And tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sentenced to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You could take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till I win something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair.
sing a song, grown children to walk along. Those who follow and those in need, they care the children or they could not speak. And if it's too far,
travel on.
And if it's too tough,
walk and love.
And if the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's a time to
Peter walked. They did not run through the rain, Lord, or the burning sun. Some learn it early and some learn it late, that the road is winding, that the road is straight. And if it's too far,
travel on.
And if it's too tough,
walk
and love. And if the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's no time to lose.
And if it's too far,
travel on. Time to lose.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. It's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for you've caused me too much sorrow. And none of these will take my pain away. Thank you.
friendship is just motors being swept right out the door. And I'll take the highway for the ease of travel. It's what you've done, there is no answer for. I've seen fallen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow. Take my pain away. No, none of these will take my pain away.
I got a phone call. Oh, Canaveral needs me. Could be a suicide.
crows in the graveyard blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om Mani Padme Hum. On a hillside city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum.
Thank you.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather round the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather round the tree, Hadali Ole.
Hi.
and I can't have you. Oh, what will I do? I'm feeling so blue, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you. I've reached that dead street, and tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You could take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till I win something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair.
Thank you.
Paul and Peter walked across the land. They told a story of just one man, a carpenter from Galilee, who healed the sick and made the blind man see. Yes, Paul and Peter walked, they did not ride, they had no chariot and they could not fly. So Paul and Peter walked one step at a time across the mountains and the valleys wide. And if it's too
no word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We start today with Republicans in shambles as what they expected and believed would happen at the U.S.-Mexico border when pandemic-era Title 42 guidelines expired did not happen. The border was not overrun as Biden-like border patrol lay down. It would, whatever hypothetical insane conspiracy theory Republicans believed was going to transpire, did not transpire. But let me tell you what is going on. Bloomberg reports border crossings fall, 50% easing fears of U.S. migration surge. The number of migrants seeking to cross the U.S. Southern U.S. border has been markedly down during the past 2 days, bucking expectations of a surge after pandemic era border rules expired. The U.S. Border Patrol, quote, has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week before the restrictions known as Title 42 were lifted. It's too soon to say whether the numbers have peaked. Border agents reported about 6,300 encounters on Friday, 4,200 on Saturday. That's down from a record high of about 10,000 a day early last week. So there's a couple of different things that are important to talk about here. First, what are we talking about when we talk about Title 42? Title 42 was not created by Trump, but it was used by Trump as an emergency measure in the context of the pandemic to more quickly turn around those undocumented immigrants encountered by immigration enforcement agencies like Border Patrol. Instead of a longer process before they could be deported and sent back to their country of origin, Title 42 allowed it to be done more quickly. Now, I don't want to focus on the obvious absurdity of the very same Republicans who said COVID's no big deal. On the other hand, on the other side of their mouth, saying COVID is such a big deal that we need to enact an emergency measure because it's so big a deal, we need to turn around undocumented immigrants instead of giving them the due process that they normally get. Let's put that aside because that's beyond the scope of this conversation. The expectation that we've been hearing is that the Biden border policy is a disaster. It's essentially no border. We don't have a country anymore. You know, you've heard this stuff before. And thus, when Title 42 expired, it was just going to be a deluge of who knows, hundreds of thousands, millions of undocumented immigrants rushing over. What actually happened is that the number of encounters declined. Now, there's another aspect to this that I think is important to discuss, which is that of encounters as a sign that the border policy is being enforced or that it isn't. One of the things we heard endlessly from Republicans was, we know tons of people are getting over the border because of the number of individuals that are being stopped, encountered and stopped by Border Patrol. Marjorie Taylor Greene would often say, look, we now have 100,000 encounters a week of people that are being stopped. The border is broken. And of course, if you were thinking clearly and rationally, you would say, wait, those people are being stopped. That means it's not an open border. And then they would come back and say, well, no, the number of individuals encountered and stopped is a proxy for the number that get through. This is an argument they made. By their very standard, if now we are seeing the number of encounters decline dramatically, by their logic, the number of folks that are getting through without being stopped must also be declining dramatically. Again, this is not me saying it. This is by their own logic. Will they acknowledge that? No, they won't. Instead, what they're focusing on is that when Biden was interviewed riding his bike over the weekend, he said he doesn't currently have plans to go to the border. And in fact, when you listen to the reasoning he gives, it kind of makes a lot of sense.
Things are going at the border, sir.
Much better than